Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 97. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, "The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the farthest coastlands be glad. Dark clouds surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire spreads ahead of him and burns up all his foes. His lightning flashes out across the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness. Every nation sees his glory. Those who worship idols are disgraced, all who brag about their worthless gods, for every god must bow to him. Jerusalem has heard and rejoiced, and all the towns of Judah are glad because of your justice, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are supreme over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. You who love the Lord, hate evil. He protects the lives of his godly people and rescues them from the power of the wicked. Light shines on the godly, and joy on those whose hearts are right. May all who are godly rejoice in the Lord and praise his holy name." Once again, that was Psalms chapter 97 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. The Lord is King. He is powerful and just. The world is not just. It is broken, hurtful, and constantly going against God's will. We are part of that world, too. We are part of the problem, going against God's will and hurting people with our selfish choices. We are also part of God's people, trying to be changed by Christ. Oh, the joy for those who are godly. God lives in them. They follow God and see his joy, even in this broken world. This is a great reminder that every day we need to spend time evaluating our lives, confess where we have missed the mark, and surrender to his will and way for our lives. God is awesome. He is literally awe-inducing. The psalm describes the Lord in awesome terms: fire, lightning, and clouds. Nature's power reminds us how small we are, and how much more powerful our Father is. Mountains may be huge and imposing, but they melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth, from what we just read in verse 5. We do not need to be afraid of the Lord's power because he is completely good. We can stand in awe of God and give him praise. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. In which area of your life do you need God's help to change? What does it mean for you to be in, quote, awe, end quote, of God? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.